Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It's Nick and Wheeze on Kiss 98.5. We welcome to the show from Shays, Brian Higgins. How are you?
I'm very good, Nicholas. How are you?
Good. Excited to talk about Give 716 Day. You guys are doing a big campaign to elevate Shays and make it bigger, better, and more room in the lobby.
That's right. We're not increasing the seating capacity at all. We started with a very simple, straightforward premise, and that is how do we get our patrons into the space in the safest, most efficient, and enjoyable way? So the project will consist of expanding the lobby space by more than 100%, 63 new restroom fixtures, and 3 high-speed, large-capacity elevators. And that will, you know, be an investment that will accrue to the benefit of this community for a long time. So it's a $34.5 million project, and we're raising money every day for it. We started construction, and we will be completed in November of 2027. It's a beautiful enclosed glass atrium, which will be color-infused, consistent with the shows that are appearing at Shays. A lot of high-resolution digital signage to promote shows and promote the Shays programming. And we're just doing a lot, but the objective of which is, you know, nobody owns a not-for-profit. Shays has been in this community for 100 years, and it's our obligation to make it better than how we found it. And that is our plan. We finished a $5 million reconstruction of Shays 710 down the street. And shortly thereafter, we started this project and we'll complete it on time and on budget.
So how do people get involved? How do we give through Give 716 to help with the Shays project?
Give716.org. You will find that it will provide you with instructions. This is being powered by both the Buffalo Bills and the Buffalo Sabres Foundations. And it's an annual day of giving. And we're just pleased to be a part of it this year and are excited about the results, not only from this Give716, but the results of all of our fundraising and building over the next year to produce a beautiful new project for downtown Buffalo.
Brian, what are your first early memories of going to Shays? Do you remember your first time through the doors?
I do. 1978, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band started the Darkness on the Edge of Town tour in Buffalo at the Shays. And we had the West Box, me and 15 of my closest friends. So there's that. My grandfather was a recently arrived immigrant. He was a bricklayer from County Mayo and came to Buffalo and worked on the Shays Theater, which is 520,000 brick, hand laid. So that was in 1926. And then my dad was on the city council when there were efforts to get Shays into a developer's hands to potentially demolish it. And it was one of the votes that voted to keep Shays a performing arts theater. So our history is quite significant and it's multi-generational. But you know what? That's not unique to Shays and Buffalo. You know, people have you know, come. They brought kids, and now those kids are bringing their kids and grandkids. And, you know, that's kind of the ethos of Buffalo, but it's also the ethos of Shays.
Yeah, it runs in the blood of this community. I appreciate everything that you're doing. We invite people to donate through give716.org and help make Shays that much better. Brian Higgins, thanks for talking to Kiss 98.5.
Thanks, Nicholas. Appreciate it very much. You take care.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.